there are new details emerging about possible Trump team connections with Russia. The Washington Post is reporting that Blackwater founder and Trump supporter Eric Prince held a secret meeting with a Putin ally in the Seychelles for the Trump transition team just before the inauguration. Meanwhile, former Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice is being accused of unmasking the identities of Trump transition officials in U.S. intelligence reports about Russian election hacking. Lots to go through with NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing, who joins us now. Hi, Phil.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And let's start with Eric Prince, who, by the way, is the brother of Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. What do we know at this point about what happened in the Seychelles, which, by the way, is a small country in the Indian Ocean?
Correct. It's a very small island off the coast of Africa, kind of in the middle of nowhere, and the perfect place potentially to meet someone in an out-of-the-way place where you might not attract much attention. That's the contention in this Washington Post story that says Mr. Prince, who founded Blackwater, as you mentioned, and then went on to run some of its successor companies, Z Services and Academy, might have been acting as kind of an informal cutout between the United States and Russia so that U.S. diplomats or Russian diplomats might not necessarily have been involved, but people with connections to the president of the United States, the president of Russia, would have been able to have a face-to-face meeting and exchange messages. Now, the White House has denied this report. The White House spokesman, Sean Spicer, said Mr. Prince had no role in the presidential transition, so take that for what you will. But it definitely is another thread in a very complicated sweater full of threads that the Congress and the FBI and others are trying to untangle as they look into Trump's connections with Russia.
And meanwhile, this Susan Rice story, it's being reported that she unmasked members of the Trump transition team who had been caught up in incidental surveillance. A couple terms there that we should probably have you define before we get into what happened.
Sure. This was a report in Bloomberg View by Eli Lake, who's a long-serving foreign policy and national security columnist here in Washington. And what he was told by administration officials is that the Trump people uncovered details that indicated that during this transition, then National Security Advisor Rice was getting briefed about the foreign surveillance in which U.S. persons, potentially now President Trump or some of his aides, might have been swept up. And she was asking the intelligence community to reveal those names. When U.S. persons are caught up in these collections, whether it's email or wiretaps or whatever, they typically are not identified in briefings to U.S. officials. But Rice, as National Security Advisor, and people like her do have the power to ask for those identities to be revealed. According to Lake's report, she did. Republicans want the story to be about what they view as the abuse of that power and the eventual leaking of the name of the briefly serving National Security Advisor Mike Flynn as having been caught up in a conversation with the Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak.
So it would not have been improper if she did do that, although she's saying today on MSNBC, "I leaked nothing to nobody, never had, never would."
I am not surprised at the former National Security Advisor's denial, since this work is the dark arts. You know, this is the kind of behind the scenes skullduggery that you see on TV, but no one likes to own up to any involvement with. But yes, that's the case that Republicans are trying to make here today, that at very least this was improper, if not illegal. And Rice wanted to embarrass the incoming Trump team at a vulnerable moment, and she or someone on her staff gave this information to the Washington Post. We have her denial, according to her TV appearance this afternoon, and you know, that and a token will get you uptown, because at this point we have to take everyone's word for it, given that the official investigations into what have taken place here are still ongoing in Congress and by the FBI.
Well, and does it seem like at the end of the day that part of this, when we get into the Susan Rice stuff, is about trying to prove that President Trump was right when he tweeted that he was wiretapped by President Obama, even if the exact words of his tweet we know are not correct? But are people that are close to him just trying to make the point that maybe there was some incidental surveillance and that he was right in his tweet?
Yes, that's the case that Republicans are trying to make, both White House officials and their allies in Congress. And even though, as you say, there might have been no technical wiretap of Trump's office or of Trump Tower in New York City, clearly the president learned early in his term that he and his aides might have been caught up in this surveillance, and he decided to talk about it himself in this tweet, whether he was talking about this collection or something else. And there's been a concerted effort since then to try to make that turn out to be true, and that's what we're seeing even now.
That's Phil Ewing, NPR National Security Editor. Phil, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.